This is Mark Strassman, reporter with California Politics Today. We're about to speak with Dave Cox, assembly member in California. Welcome back to California Politics Today.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity of being here.
Okay, we're going to talk about what happened at the Joint Legislative Audit Committee this morning. Backing up a little bit, though, what is it that you requested from this committee?
Well, the purpose of my request was to ask the committee to conduct an audit examination, examining the specifics of how federal dollars that have been provided to the Secretary of State's office through Help America Vote Act, which is called HAVA.
Right.
I'd like to find out how those were utilized.
How big an amount of money was that exactly?
Well, the HAVA dollars are somewhere around $83 million, but we're not talking about $82 or $83 million. We're talking about a significantly smaller amount than that. But let me just go on. What has occurred in the last several days is that we continue to receive media reports that suggest that there's questionable use of the HAVA funds, and they have raised some very troubling questions as to, in fact, how they were used and whether it was according to the HAVA Act of 2002. And the reality is that there will be a federal audit at some point in time, but that won't occur until 2005. I just think we have a duty and a responsibility to the people of California and to ensure that funds were in fact used in the appropriate manner. And if you go take a look at the media over the last couple of weeks, what we see is that Secretary of State's office has spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to hire voter outreach workers with Democratic political ties, and they produced pins and T-shirts and balloons and other trinkets bearing the name of Secretary of State Shelley. In addition to that, we know that because contracts were provided by Secretary of State Shelley's office that talked about the fact that they hired 24 people statewide for consulting work done on a sole source contract basis. There's some really questionable contracts there, one including Secretary Shelley's campaign treasurer. They have bought several hundred thousand dollars worth of television ads before the March primary.
Was this all done with HAVA money?
All done with HAVA money. They produced a variety of promotional materials bearing the slogan, My Vote Counts, but in fact it was highlighting Mr. Shelley and his title. And then in addition to that, as I said, they prepared mailers and T-shirts and balloons and pens and posters. And what I have simply done this morning is to ask the Legislative Audit Committee to look at it. We prepared them for them a package of the HAVA regulations. It amounts to about 64 pages, but if you get to about page 4, you see there's a listing of things that HAVA funds can be used for. They can comply with Title III requirements, satisfying voting system requirements, specifying voter system requirements. They can educate voters on voting procedures. They can train election officials, poll workers, election volunteers, improve accessibility and quantity of polling places, improve, acquire, lease, modify, or replace voting systems and technology. But as we look at the allegations that have been in the media recently, we just don't believe that those are covered under a discretionary provision with HAVA that allows Secretary of State Shelley to use the funds as he has used them.
Now, are those things that are going to be decided by the state auditor, or are those legal questions that need to be decided by a court, or what?
Well, this is, when we do a legislative audit using the auditor, that this isn't a criminal procedure. This is a fact-finding, looking for a conclusion as to whether or not we are in compliance with the HAVA Act of 2002.
Okay. What, does that rule out or relate in any way to possible criminal investigations elsewhere?
The answer to your question is no, it does not. And I'm very much supportive of Mr. McCarthy's request that Mr. Speaker, in fact, puts together an independent committee for the specific purpose of talking about the allegations of money laundering.
Who's made that proposal? What's the proposal? Where is it?
Mr. Kevin McCarthy,
right,
leader of the assembly, has asked Speaker Nunes to convene the Parks and Wildlife Committee,
right,
to investigate the aspect of the laundering. With the same, by the way, with exactly the same makeup and configuration in terms of authority and power and resources as that was used for Oracle, which was done a year and a half ago. The same process that was used relative to Mr. Quackenbush to ferret out all of the facts.
Okay. So tell us what happened at the committee meeting in terms of your proposal.
It passed out on a unanimous vote. Everyone there and on the committee voted to go ahead with the audit, and we were excited about the fact that the chair wanted to do it on an expedited basis. I think it'll take about 14 hours, but in fact, it'll be done. And at the same time, to the extent that other investigations need to go on, they can do so.
And this needs to go to the full Assembly and Senate, or does it have the force of law now?
The decision is made. The Joint Legislative Audit Committee, one of its primary job is that of oversight. You know, their legislature has two jobs, one of passing laws and the other one is oversight. This is an oversight matter.
So it's sort of quasi-administrative, and they don't need the whole Assembly or
That's
Senate
correct.
To
It's empowered to do that.
Okay. So what's the timetable going forward now?
It's 1,400 hours, and the aspect of whether or not it's done on a vertical basis or a linear basis, if it's 1,400 hours and it's done over a protracted period of time, that's probably not as efficient as doing it in a compressed period. So my guess is that the 2.5 to 3 months they will have completed their investigation used something less than the 1,400 hours that have been allocated.
How much is the investigation going to cost?
About $100,000 in round numbers.
Okay. Now you also sent a letter to the Joint Budget Committee.
I've not heard. I did in fact speak with the chairman of the Joint Legislative Budget Committee, Wes Chesbrough, and Senator Chesbrough told me that yes, he had received my letter, and yes, he was planning on responding, but he had a couple of other priorities that he wanted to get out of the way first. And so, from my vantage point, what I will do is remind Senator Chesbrough in the next 3 or 4 days that I was looking for some sort of response.
No, what response are you looking for?
I'm looking for the response that says yes, that someone will begin the process of an investigation.
Now, you mentioned in that letter to the Budget Committee that you think the Department of Finance shouldn't be spending any more HAVA money or shouldn't give any more money HAVA to Secretary Shelley or what?
Well, they're getting ready to. Secretary Shelley is going to send over a Section 28 request for a significant amount of money, and I just want the hearings to be held during the week of September the 6th,
right?
Because we're getting preciously close to elections, and the local registrar of voters needs the dollars that are allocated and ought to receive.
To whom does the Department of Finance answer?
Answers to the governor of the state of California.
Right, and was the suggestion that you made in your letter to Senator Chesbrough just a suggestion, or have you proposed to the Department of Finance that they do what you suggested?
That is one remedy.
Right.
I'm certainly looking as to what the alternatives are. That was the remedy that I saw first.
Right.
And that to at least put them on notice that of our concern.
Have you gotten any response from the Department of Finance?
I have not, no.
Okay. Is there any more?
But wait a minute. The letter was just put out last Friday. So to have, you know, I didn't anticipate that the Department of Finance, I didn't anticipate that Kevin or that Wes Chesbrough was going to pick up the phone and immediately say, this is, you know, I'm prepared to do this. I mean, things just, you know, might ought to work that way, but they don't. I frankly was very gratified that the Legislative Audit Committee was able to meet as quickly as they have, but we'll give it adequate time for people to to be able to look at this and other things.
Okay. Now, I interviewed Senator Alarcon a few minutes ago, and I wanted you to comment on two things he said. One, he said that the federal regulations are very vague about how the HAVA money can be spent. Do you feel that they're vague?
Absolutely not. We think there are guidelines as to how they can be spent by reasonable people, and particularly people who know the aspects of politics. We think that regulations speak very clearly and plainly.
Okay, and the other point he made was that while it may look like Secretary of State Shelley has put these contracts for voter activation into Democratic areas, in fact, he may be putting them into low voter turnout areas, and that the coincidence of that makes it look like he's doing something partisan when he isn't. Do you have any comment about that?
He gave a $49,000 contract to Tony Pierce. That is a very heavily Democrat district.
And a heavy turnout district, relatively speaking?
I don't know the exact numbers, but I will tell you even this morning that Assemblyman Dimely made it very clear that he had no knowledge or information about the contract, but he wanted to point out to us that there was an ongoing voter registration get out the vote effort in that particular assembly district and had been for some time.
Okay. Now you mentioned that the federal audit won't take place until 2005 from the Election Assistance Commission. That corresponds to what little I was able to get from them when I spoke to them. What kind of involvement would you like to see from the Election Assistance Commission, which is in charge of dispersing HAVA funds?
Tell me again, I missed your question.
Right. The question is, the Election Assistance Commission, which gives out the HAVA money, also told me that they'd be looking at this in March of 2005.
Well, we'd not heard March 2005, and the reality is that the dollars will be asked for. We think that relative to accountability, that the people of the state of California are entitled to know exactly how the funds were used and whether or not, in the interpretation of the auditor of the state of California, whether they were used appropriately or inappropriately. We think that's a fair request. There's certainly, over the last 10 days, and even in today's paper, there have been articles in newspapers up and down this state talking about the aspect of HAVA funds, whether or not they were used properly. That's what this is all about. This is about finding out whether or not we have in fact some fraud and or abuse of the system.
So do you think that the decision by the Joint Legislative Audit Committee to go ahead with the audit is going to further agitate the situation, or put it to rest, or just be part of the ongoing series of investigations?
I think in some measure it will put it to rest. At the same time, I believe it's necessary to go down other paths in order to determine whether or not there's any wrongdoing.
Okay, are there any other paths that you're actively involved with pursuing?
Well, I can tell you that our caucus is following Mr. McCarthy's lead in terms of getting a policy committee to, in fact, review it, much like the insurance committee of the Assembly and Senate did with respect to Mr. Quackenbush.
Okay, well, two last questions about that then. What's the timetable for the legislature being in session, or could those hearings take place after the session, or what?
The hearings can take place after the session.
And concurrent.
And we may very well be back in session after in a couple weeks relative to other matters.
Okay. The legislature, of course, is controlled by the Democrats, and Mr. Shelley's a Democrat, and Mr. McCarthy, who's making this proposal, is a Republican. How is partisanship going to come into this at all, in determining whether there'll be any hearings at all?
Well, we're trying very, very hard to in fact get this to be a bipartisan investigation, and to the extent that our colleagues on the other side of the aisle of the Democrat persuasion aren't interested in participating or want to whitewash it or cover it up is not good for the political climate in the state of California.
How's that been going? Are some Democrats joining with you, or is it still?
I will tell you that I've had a significant number of Democrats tell me that they believe that it was right and appropriate to conduct investigations and to do it as quickly as possible.
Okay. Has Governor Schwarzenegger weighed in on this at all?
I have not talked to Governor Schwarzenegger about it.
Okay. I'll try to get his comment later. Thank you for your comments.
Anytime.
And I look forward to talking to you more as this goes ahead.
Anytime.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.